Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, I still love you. And the standing between the living and the dead prayer, devotional, memorial, service family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 321, if you will, where I simply read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. And today we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 27, verses 8 through 12. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you would grant us your energy and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray as we should. And Holy Father God, I pray, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold and many blessings you have bestowed upon us down through the years, too numerous for us to even name. And Holy Father God, more specifically, I praise you and thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, mental and physical, protection and provision, financial and material blessings that you bestowed upon our family down through the years. And no doubt, millions of other families. Holy Father God, continue to show your mercy and grace upon us as we individually and hopefully collectively confess our sins unto you, our failures and our faults. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive others. And Lord, I do pray that you'd wash and cleanse our hearts and minds and spirits and souls and consciences in the precious blood of Christ, afresh and anew, and make us to be whiter than snow. And help us, as you have instructed us, to come boldly to the throne of grace. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. And control us, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit today. For those of us who are saved, save those who are lost. and save those who are religious and lost. And Lord, we pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Lord, out of the people who have that problem here, out of the people who have that problem all over the world, and Lord, I pray that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil and his demons and his hosts, Lord, from our family and all other families that name the name of Christ around the world. And give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Lord, rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from every aspect of the ministry. And not only our ministry, but your servants around the world who are faithfully serving you. And Lord, I do pray that you place upon us the whole arm of God today. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. At the same time, Lord, we humbly request that you would help us to resist the devil, that he flee from us. And I pray that you will help us to watch and pray, that we enter not into temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Help us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful throughout this day. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray without ceasing throughout this day, and to keep our hearts and minds stayed locked in on you and your holy word. And Holy Father God, help us to pray always, as your holy word instructs. Help us to be instant in prayer. Help us to remember the parable that you gave with a purpose, where you said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that even though the devil is attacking because he's mad at the work that you're doing through us and others, help us, Lord, to stay prayed up and to live by your holy word. And not our feelings and not our emotions. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And Holy Father God, we pray that your will would be done, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We also pray, Lord, that you will help each and every one of us who believe in you, who name the name of Christ in a very real sense, here and beyond here, help us to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent, and to get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, we pray that you would bless and protect and grant unction and anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit upon me and others for the next service. And Lord God in heaven, I cannot thank you enough for the amazing services you gave us on yesterday. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would bless your preached word and rebuke and bind the devil and the demons of hell from it as it goes forward all around the world. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would save those who are lost. Revive those, Lord, who are saved. Heal those who are sick. Comfort those who are grieving. Lord, in families and individual lives around the world, across the country of America, in our local communities, in our families, and in our personal lives, and in our churches. And Holy Father God, I pray today for all the people listening and all the people who will listen and participate. I pray that you will deliver us. Lord, from all distress and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears, from our minds and hearts, and fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding. Your joy unspeakable, help us to truly cast all cares upon you, for we know that you care for us. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver us today from all tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver all of us, Lord, who are saved from all spiritual and mental, physical, emotional, family, life, student loan debt, student progress problems, and all of the negative issues of life. And Lord, we pray that you will deliver millions who are in a far worse situation across this country and around the globe, and things are getting worse. Going to get worse. So deliver millions from a housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and a utilities crisis. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, today that you'd bless and protect, Lord, our family and all other families that name the name of Christ. Pray for the salvation of the families that don't know you. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'd bless and protect our family and all of these other families from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. And we pray that you'd place upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. Be with us throughout this day. Thank you so much for a great day yesterday. And I pray that you give us another great day today, as only you can, by your might and power, and bless the work of our hands. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at First Samuel, that is, chapter 27, verses 8 through 12. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Gezerites and the Amalekites. For those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land as thou goest to Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, whither have ye made a road today? And David said, against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, he hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy word. Help us to remember it. Help us to understand it and to comprehend it and to apply it to our lives, to teach it to others, and to preach your holy gospel from it, that others may come to know your Savior. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead service family members. Beloved, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Episode number 896. Where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it, the understanding of it, based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. Beloved, this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of Moses. Read in the book, rather, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast, therefore, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and saved from the eternal burning hell. By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who preached the gospel first and best, and said the most loving, most wonderful, most powerful, and most important words ever said in the history of the world to mankind, when he said and he preached from John 3:16, as it is recorded there, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So, dear friend, if you have not done so, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for your soul's salvation. Today, beloved, we're reading Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 through 13. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us your energy and your strength, your unction and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to comprehend it, to understand it, to remember it, and to apply it to our own lives, and to teach it to others in a discipleship way, and to preach your holy gospel to the lost so that they will come to know your Savior before it is eternally too late. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 through 13. "And I said unto them, If ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, Cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord." Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 through 13. Now, with the help of the power of the Holy Ghost, here is the sense of it, and with the help of the Bible Knowledge Commentary as well. Israel's appraisal of the true shepherd's worth was 30 pieces of silver. The compensation price for a slave gored by an ox. Baldwin thinks 30 pieces of silver for a slave indicates the high value set on human life in the Mosaic Law. Whether or not this is correct, the choice of the slave price was probably intended as an insult to the shepherd, worse than a direct refusal to pay him any wage. Throwing this handsome price, an obvious use of irony, to the potter shows its trifling worth. The potter was one of the lowest of the laboring class. This prophecy was fulfilled in Judas's betrayal of Jesus Christ. 30 pieces of silver. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this enlightening passage of Holy Scripture and the light that you have shed upon it for us to understand it better. Help us never to forget it. Help us to meditate on it. Have it to change our lives. And as we preach your holy gospel, then it would change the lives of millions of others. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we're now going to do something we have done for over 500 days plus in the standing between the living and the dead, and that is to emphasize what I call the family verses. In the words of Bishop Daniel White Jr., they're tight, but they're right, always, every day. Before I read the passage to you today, we just read two different passages. Well, three different passages. First, where God speaks to the wife and tells her to submit to her husband and obey her husband, which, sad to say, these are curse words to our society today and to women today especially, and to most men, quite frankly. Most men are so effeminate and so weak and so beat down, they don't even understand. They have no concept of the authority that God has given to them. And so I have some women who may hate me, and I have some men who may hate me as well. But that's okay. I'm not here to get your approval. I'm here to do what God told me to do, to try to help you. But be that as it may, to husbands, and then we read a passage that God spoke to the husbands, and then we read a passage that God spoke to the husband and to the wife. God is very clear what he wants done in the family. And instead of your family looking like the Adams family, it ought to look like a Christian family. And let me emphasize to you, hopefully this will help you. Wives, if you submit to your husband and obey your husband and have the right reverence and respect towards your husband and the right attitude and all of that, God will bless you for doing that. And then let me say to husbands that if you love your wife and you do right by your wife, and if you are a child of God, if you are a Christian, and this goes for both the man and the woman, you will do right by your spouse. And I'm here to tell you, to help you along, God will bless you if you do that. Now, let's turn our attention to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, as God speaks directly to the children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And I've seen a video recently, or a news story recently, of how some children really are bad and act out. When parents give them some broccoli to eat, they go running around the house and they tell their parents, little children tell their parents, well, we're not going to eat the broccoli, and we can sit here all day as far as we're concerned. These things are not so to be. And by the way, as I've said before, a box of macaroni and cheese, Kraft or whoever, is not the same as broccoli at all. So that's not equivalent, number one. And number one is really not true, real macaroni and cheese. Most of you people have never eaten real macaroni and cheese made with real cheese and all of that. Okay, so that would be more nourishing. But still, it is not the same as broccoli. Broccoli looks good besides macaroni and cheese. They go together. But be that as it may, and then you got these children who act out, and the parents give them cereal. And the child takes the cereal and throws the bowl across the room. And all such foolishness. That has never happened in my house. But it happens. And these things are not so to be. So parents, you must instruct your children what the Word of God says. And then if you need to enforce it with a can whipping or a butt whipping, then you need to do that. So with that, let's do something else we always do in the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, and that is pray for others. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help your people to take heed to your word. And we pray now, Lord, for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, and for the comfort of the grieving, Lord, all across the country and all around the globe. Lord, and in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our personal lives, have all of this to come to pass. We pray for millions to hear the gospel. We pray for millions to have your Holy Spirit to help them to understand it and to receive the gospel and to get saved before it is eternally too late. Holy Father God, we pray for all people who name the name of Christ, who say that they're believers. Help us all to humble ourselves. Help us to pray. Help us to seek your face, and help us to turn from our wicked ways, and help us to repent and to get back to you, our first love. In a very real sense. And then, Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those of us who name the name of Jesus Christ, yet we have failed you by disobeying the great commandment and the great commission. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of these gross sins and help us to truly repent. For those of us who are saved, save those who are lost. And Holy Father God, we pray for all government officials, all people who are in the ministry of government in this country and around the globe. Let your will be done in all of our lives. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray, Lord, for the we pray for the salvation of the lost among those who are in the ministry of government. Save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, cast out the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives, fill them with the power of your Holy Spirit all across this country and around the globe. For those who are in political leadership, we do pray for all of your persecuted Christian people around the globe, that you would protect them today, deliver them from their predicaments, and also give them your grace, Lord, to give them your grace in their trying hours and in their possible dying hours, if that be your will, for them to be martyrs, or for us to be martyrs. God, help us all, prepare us all for such an ending and a beginning. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now. Lord, we pray for all of the millions of people who are hurting because of the death of loved ones, and all of the millions of people who are watching the death or the dying of loved ones from the coronavirus plague around the world. We pray for the family and friends of Georgia resident Kevin McKenzie, that you would comfort them and draw them to yourself for salvation. We pray for the family and friends of Iowa prisoner inmate Philip Benito Cubas. We pray for the family and friends of Alabama resident Debbie Watson. We pray for the family and friends of Alabama resident Jerry Watson as well, another family that has lost multiple family members. And we pray for the family and friends of Iranian military person, Hassan. We commit these souls into your hands and ours as well. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved among the hurting. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, for some new prayer requests that have come in, but we also pray for all of the thousands of folks that you have given us the privilege to pray for down through the years, multiple times. And Lord, we pray that you'll hear and answer their prayers and our prayers for them. And we pray that you will continue to bless them with salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, blessings as well. And Lord, we pray now for the few prayer requests that we have before us here. We pray for Chinju. Please bless her and her friends with visas so she can get a nursing job in Saudi Arabia. We pray for Eric Jeffrey Okello. Please calm every storm that rises up against them. Take out the worldly spirit from your children and free them in your blood. Open the eyes of their hearts, souls, and mind to see you. Please bless their evangelistic outreach and crusades and lead everyone to salvation and repentance. We pray for M. Please strengthen her mind and heart, give her wisdom and insight, and give her energy for the tasks set before her. Unite your people to fulfill your eternal plans through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for all of the people who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry. And we pray that you'll help them to grow in the faith. The many who have gotten saved down through the years, plus these few that we name now, help them all to stand strong in the faith and to grow in the faith. We pray for Sophia. We pray for Kamel. We pray for Maxwell. We pray for Lorenzo. And we pray for Yurima. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people who have recommitted their lives to you as well. All of the people who have done so in the past, and these few by name, Sibusio, Didymus, Edward, Valeria, and Sibongio. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Dear friends, we'll see you next time. Pray for me as I am preaching the gospel every day at 8 o'clock Central Time. And we'll love to have you. I'll be doing that in a few minutes. We'll see you next time. God bless you.
Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, that means that if you are in this world, God loves you. That he gave his only begotten Son, God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins, however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever believeth in him, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, the word believeth means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner. And I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.